back today. It is October 20th, 11 p.m. on this Sunday night, and I just wanted to do a little update about my day today. So today I wasn't able to go the 16 hours fasting. I'm a little bit concerned that I haven't really been fasting for real because I always put heavy cream in my coffee and I have that like right away when I wake up. So I don't think I'm actually fasting, but it's not raising my insulin because heavy cream, I think, has a zero insulin index. But anyways, I was short of my 16-hour fast by about an hour or 30 minutes. I went over to my friend's house and she had bacon all made up for me because she was cooking this really good Laotian dish. And I told her, don't let me have any before I even went over there. So then she had made me bacon, and she literally brought me the plate of bacon, so I ate it. And then I spent the rest of my day just hanging out with them and going to the mall and just walking around. And I was using that as my, exercise, which I think counts because if I wasn't out walking around, I would be sitting or laying down and watching TV or just something a lot less active. I was trying on clothes because I was excited about, I guess, like just new outfits in case I lose more weight. And that is something I kind of want to talk about today is what do you do when when you're planning to lose weight and you're going to be in between sizes? And for me, I think, like for the moment, I am purchasing, like I usually wear a large, and so I'm purchasing a medium in things that are stretchy because I know that I will maybe lose more weight and be able to fit in smaller clothes, and as long as they're stretchy, I can kind of wing it. The hard part is like maintaining like a loss, and so I don't want to be not be able to fit in them at all. So it's gonna have to keep me going. I bought a few things today. I bought some stuff in a medium, but they were like super stretchy knit fabric. And then I got like a dress and a skirt and a like sweater dress. What else did I get? I think that's it. And a sweater that I think that was in a medium or a large as well. So those things are just some basic clothing I'm picking up. I'm also redoing my wardrobe to pretty much be like a staples and essentials wardrobe where I can wear it all year round. It's a neutral color palette, and I realize like I love fashion, but I haven't really invested in accessorizing and all those things because I never feel good enough to really do it. I was always wearing oversized shirts and sweaters and like leggings, and I wear jeans here and there. I wear jeans only if I feel not bloated. There were times where I didn't wear jeans for like a year. So now that all of that has changed, I am getting back into more fitted things. So, I am a lover of coats, jackets, like this season is perfect because I love wearing my outerwear. And I also want to stop wearing sneakers all the time and wear actual boots and nicer shoes. I tend to be very casual. And I think that's just like a little bit of my style, but also because of comfort and not feeling like I have to suck in. So yeah, so I am probably not gonna purchase any more clothing until I lose more weight. Maybe, more in the size 8 category, because I don't know if I will still be able to wear, like right now, all of my jeans are 12s, and I don't want to purchase 10s, so I think it would be better to wait until I get down to an 8 and then let that be like somewhere I'm gonna hover probably for a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I've seen people on this diet go from being a size 20 to like a 2, so over a year. And that's so crazy to me to even imagine that that's like possible. Because I can't even picture myself like being anywhere near a size 2, like anywhere. I've never been like I've fit into tens before, but never anything less than that. So I can't even imagine. Like even when I was in high school, I was wearing a 13, and so that is something to look forward to. If I reach some of my goals by January, I will actually, well, I have a trip already booked and planned for New York, and that's a perfect place to go shopping because they have no tax on clothes, and I would love to have a shopping spree there, but first I need to reach all my goals and then invest in some high quality clothing that fit me really well at that time. And so for Carnivore 75 hard today, I kind of failed. I did kind of fail on my fasting. I did do well on eating because I had just bacon and just steak, steak with butter and salt, and that's it. So that was good. I didn't compliment any strangers, but I did really thank a stranger, which brings me to my gratitude for the day. Number one, there was a girl who tapped me on the shoulder as I was walking around the mall, and when I turned around, she handed me my wallet. It had fallen out of my coat pocket because I didn't have a purse on me. And when she handed it to me, my heart just dropped because, one, that wallet was new, but two, there was about $800 in cash in my wallet because I get paid in cash, and I still didn't deposit it in my bank account yet, and I had carried it with me, and that was so stupid. But I was so grateful. It was like someone was looking out for me. And not only that, but like all my cards and my ID and everything, So it was like, it could have been anybody else. It could have been someone else who maybe wouldn't have returned it to me. And it makes me emotional because I just don't know what I would have done if I had lost that much cash. And so I'm truly grateful for whoever was looking out for me today. Number two, I'm grateful for my friend Shang. She's really just like an angel. I mean, she just entertains me. She makes me laugh. She makes me want to be fun. Like, she just brings out a side in me that, like, her and my other friend. But it's just nice to have someone you can, like, come out of your shell with. So I'm just truly grateful for her. I saw her today, so I just wanted to make sure I know, like, this is a, you got a good friend, you know? And then number three, I'm grateful for the ability to feed myself. Not everyone can, and it's just important to remember, like, I'm over here eating steak every day and working on my diet, and the ability to do that is actually, you know, it's a privilege, because there's plenty of people out there who have no means to go on. I mean, like, if you had no money, you would probably be able to fast and then buy, like, your fatty meats or whatever. But when you're suffering, like, the last thing you're thinking about is changing your diet. Like, it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't go hand in hand. You have to be in a good spot in your life to almost want to, or, like, to change yourself, basically. Like, if you're stressed out and you have problems, it'll be really, really hard to go and all of a sudden make all these life changes. So those are my grateful gratitude things for today. And then I did get some exercise in today. I'm going to count it. I walked around the mall. It's an outdoor mall, so I was outside walking, walking inside, trying on clothes, like, just really keeping busy. Did I already say this? I might have already said this already. But today's the first day that I actually don't feel energetic. I actually feel very tired today. I kind of woke up tired. And I feel tired right now. It's like 11:30 now or something, and usually I stay up till 2 a.m., but I'm, like, ready to go to bed now. Like, I don't know if it's because I didn't drink enough electrolytes today, which I really didn't. I also didn't drink a lot of water today. I just kind of chugged, not chugged, but, you know, like, the last few hours of the day is when I finally got some water in. And I didn't put electrolytes in either, so I'm actually doing that right now because it might help me not feel so nauseous in a way. But yeah, so there's exciting things to look forward to this week. I am going to weigh in on Tuesday or Wednesday, probably both, like, but my official recorded weigh-in will be Wednesday. Because that's usually the day I can get home and do, like, all my measurements and everything. So that will go down Wednesday. I'm hoping that I at least lost, like, an inch off my waist, which I might have, you know, like, over the weekend. I was a lot more strict during the work week. And then during the weekend, I kind of ate more than once. During the work week, I only eat one time. But during the weekend, I've been kind of having one small meal initially and then having my steak, like, a few hours later. I am noticing the difference in my ring. Like, my ring, I have this ring that I've been wearing For the most part of the year, and it was actually really tight on my finger initially. I don't even know like what size it is. I'm guessing it's like a 10 or so. And it is now very loose on the finger, on my ring finger. I can actually fit it on my middle finger, but it's still a little tight there. So I'll know that my fingers shrunk once it gets loose on my middle finger. So that's another way to gauge my weight loss. And then I just recently bought a pair of like camo pants. They have like a little bit of a stretchy waist to them, and they're actually junior sizes. So I bought an 11, and it was not loose on me initially, but this last time I wore it, which was last night, I had wore it out and it was loose on me. It was literally like almost falling down. And that's crazy because it's only been like 2 weeks since I bought it. And when I first bought it, it was actually tight. So yeah, like little things like that, they're happening. Like I'm able to button things I haven't been able to button in a while. Maybe in 2 weeks or so, I'll be able to actually wear them comfortably. And because I have pants that I've bought at my lowest weight, and they were still a little bit tight, so I never wore them all the time. But maybe they'll actually end up fitting nicely. And then I can also get some of my clothes tailored to fit me better, instead of like buying all new clothes and like throwing things out or whatever. I can just bring them in a little bit. But yeah, I'm super excited. I hope. I don't know. I just find this diet like so easy to stick to because I'm like so satisfied with every meal that I have. And if I'm having cravings for something, then I eat, you know, what I'm supposed to eat, and it just goes away, you know? So it's been pretty easy transition from keto, and I don't want to feel bloated ever again. I don't want that feeling. So like for me, maybe trying on clothes constantly and going shopping and not actually buying clothes but just trying them on will help me just stay on track, because those are things I enjoy. So yep, I guess, you know, that's gonna be it for today. Just a little update, and then just talking a little bit about fashion and how, you know, how I plan to transition from size to size. Hopefully, I have that problem. And I know I can do it, so let's just keep going. And I will be back tomorrow, to kind of update, how my day goes tomorrow. I will see you in the next one.